Do you long to be used of God and be an effective worker for Him in this great struggle against the forces of evil in this world? If that's the case, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to be a person that God can use. When I first became a Christian, there was a burden in my heart to be used of God. And quite often I would pray and ask God to use me, to use my life to advance His kingdom on this earth. One day I met a man who told me that I should not only pray, Lord, use me, but also pray, Lord, make me usable. He said God uses people whose lives are such that they are usable. I thought a lot about that, and I know he was right. Let me share a passage of Scripture with you that points out one important aspect of being a person whom God can use. It says, And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. And that's the way it is in my house. One container is for milk and one for garbage, and we don't mix them around. The next verse says, If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. Some years ago, my wife Virginia's Uncle Art gave us some beautiful drinking glasses. They are the pride and joy of our kitchen. They are very old, beautiful crystal. Now let's just say that you come to our house and you mention that you're thirsty, that you'd like a drink of water. I say, sure, help yourself. The tap in the kitchen contains fresh, pure Rocky Mountain high country water. Help yourself. So you go to the kitchen and open the cupboard, and there are these lovely glasses. But there's a problem. There's a lipstick smear on one. There's a smudge on another, and so on. Not one of them is clean. But then you look over at the counter, and there sits a plain old peanut butter jar, and you can see that it's shiny and sparkling and clean. Which one would you use? Right. Well, you're no smarter than God. He works the same way. He uses the vessel that is clean. Look at that verse again. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. That means that all the fine crystal and cut glass is not important to the Lord as finding the vessel that is clean. This means it doesn't matter about the fact that you may not have all the talent or have all the abilities. He is looking for a life that is pure. What does that mean to us? Two things, really. We must live in close fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ day by day, that our hearts are not drawn away into the allurements of this world that have such an appeal to the corruption of our own flesh. And secondly, when we do stumble and fall, that we make application of 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Daily we need that verse to find cleansing for our lives and restoration to that intimate fellowship with the Savior. A holy life is a powerful force for good in the hands of a holy God. May God bless you as you live a life that is fit for the Master's use and prepared unto every good work.